Three.
Hi, Steven.
Hey, how are you?
Good. Is there any way you can pause the meeting recording?
Ever now, we need to get all of our
And then you're
thoughts.
on the.
Okay.
Yeah, so approval, and then you can shift these two to the end if you want. And do the audit, like, because it's information only too for audit. This is only action.
So we'll keep four.
Yeah.
Okay.
Is it we have
it's here. Okay. So hi, Vice Chair.
Yes.
Yeah.
Mike is not able to be here. Don is something and not here, medical procedure, and Mike is out. Jordan is running late. Jordan will make quorum when he arrives. So if we want to start with the agenda, which Renee has conveniently located up here, after you kick it off, we would want to make a switch so that any of the approval items, which is really just the minutes, go to the end, so that that's when Jordan is here. All the rest of the stuff we can go in order and start with the audit from an informational perspective, and they can share.
Question.
Yeah.
Can you go through everything else except for the minutes of the audit? Because
oh,
the
sure.
audit's kind of a significant issue
sure.
before
well, the
this. For, you know, we're going to get another member by potentially 3:30.
Sure. We can flip it and do the audit right before the minutes.
Yeah.
Perfect. Is that okay?
You just tell me what we're doing. I'll just call the meeting to order at 3:02.
We'll do the pledge.
Good afternoon, everybody. Okay.
We can do the pledge and then
oh, pledge will be
and
okay.
then public comment.
Ready? Begin.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Okay, we are called to order. Is there anybody from the public wishing to make comments today?
I don't think we have any public comments at this point.
Awesome. Okay, we're going to postpone item 3A. Are we going to do 4A right now?
You're going to skip oh, 4 and 5, and you're going to go to 6.
Okay, so we're going to go to item number 6,
Thank
measure
you,
C and CC financial update.
You didn't know you were up there.
No, I can't see the screen that well.
Okay, you've already been through this a million times, so everybody knows you.
Yeah.
You might have to introduce yourself
for sure. All right. So what we have before us is the project commitment summary report for Measure C. And this is a summary of activities through June 30, 25, year-end closing. The highlighted sections throughout this document identifies any kind of transactions that have changed or happened since the last time we met. So the first thing we see is we have a change on our cash on hand, and this has changed by about $1.8 million. And this is mainly due to the expenditures related to organic chemistry lab at Marina Valley, student services welcome center at Marina Valley, and the TTS renovation project at RCC. Now we do have a little bit of cash left on hand, and this is due to any kind of accruals that we set up during closing that haven't yet paid. The next section, we see a little bit of yellow here. Once we get to the next report, it's a lot of fun. What we have here, though, is that we see that there is a change in issuance premiums. And this is due to the reconciliation process, that occurs during the fund closing process. The interest income, as you remember, at year-end closing, we reconcile what was budgeted to the actual expenditures. So that's why you see a change on this one. And then the fair market value, same thing. We end up at year-end closing, reversing what happened in the previous fiscal year and posting in the current year. But since this fund is ending, we still posting for the current year. And then last section here, we have an increase of about 1.1 $1 million, and this is due to, one, the completed projects reducing by about $11,000, and this is to the logic domain project being finalized in this particular funding and going on to the new funding. And then we see an increase in the in-progress projects, and this is, excuse me, where am I? And this is due to two things, actually. This is due to a reduction in commitment to two projects that have been finalized, which is life science, physical science, and the staffing, of course, since it's through June 30. And then we also see an increase in commitments in the amount of about 1.6. And this is due to the CACT move to the STEM 100 renovation project at Norco, the TSS renovation project at RCC, and the organic chemistry lab project at Reno Valley College. Now, remember also, for some of you that were here for last year in closing, any kind of closed out projects end up going to board later in the fiscal year. And once they are closed out officially and approved by the board, they get moved up from the in progress to the completed. So you'll see that later. There was also a change in the program reserve or the contingency. That was about $188,000. And that was due to these funds being allocated to some of these projects, specifically the organic chemistry lab at Reno Valley College. Now, if you just scroll down a little bit, Renee, what you'll see in the in this column right here.
Change that to like 110 or 120.
Or 150. Anyways, there's some highlighted sections in this column. This is the other funding. So you'll see other changes that have happened in the other funding column. And this accounts for about $1.8 million. And again, this is due to the CACT move STEM 100 renovations project at Norco, as well as the TSS renovation project at RCC. And these are other funding sources that have changed since our last meeting. And that concludes this report. Are there any questions?
So I just want to say that through our year-end closing process, we're to move some expenditures, because some of these projects have various sources of funding besides Measure C. We're able to move some of the expenditures, allowable expenditures under Measure C program. So we're able to close out as of June 30th, 2025. So essentially, the work and the expenditures, the work of the board now, of the committee associated with Measure C, is essentially. So you won't be seeing additional reports coming through from Measure C. You'll see the final audit report coming through from Measure C, and then this body will have the focus on CC. So we weren't sure if we were going to be able to align things appropriately. We thought we might have to carry over for one additional year, but because of the work that Misty and her team did, along with Hussein and his team, they're able to identify the expenditures to put over into from other sources to be able to
profile. Okay. Cool. Great. Okay.
Thank you. Okay, this is the same exact report, but is for the new Measure CC money. Mm-hmm. And this is for any kind of activities that occurred as through September 30th that have occurred since our last meeting date.
Mm-hmm.
So keep that in mind. So the first thing we see, and this is gonna be kind of funny when we go over the next few pages, but I'll see you laugh because I thought I did. Okay. So the reduction, we have a reduction of cash on hand, and that's about $366,000. And that's due to the Corona Education Center expenditures. As we see down here in the proceeds and the income section, these were blank last time. So we've got some changes going on here. And again, going back to the interest, remember we reconciled the previous year and we also post the budget for the current year, what we expect in interest. That's what you're seeing right there. Also with the fair market value, which we just discussed, there was nothing last year, but we do have the posted for the current year. So here in the project commitment and the proposed project section, this whole area increased by $954 million, which is indeed our bond, right?
Mm-hmm.
So what we've done here is that we have committed the budget to the projects that have been approved in the in progress and in the program contingency for the future, and also the five-year capital. So just like we promised last year, you saw absolutely nothing in this section. Now you're seeing everything populate because we were able to build everything into final budget. And that's what you're seeing here. And that's why this thing balances. Now, what might be standing out to you is this negative right here. We have committed all the bond money to projects, and that's why you see the 954, but we've only been allocated or, what's the good word, issued the 205, our first issuance. So that's what you're going to see as a difference there. But we have committed the entire bond. Mm-hmm. Let's see here. Now, let's if we could go down this image, and we'll get this column right here, the actual projected that way. So, okay, I know it looks very yellow. And the reason being is because last time you saw absolutely nothing on these pages. So mm-hmm. everything has changed. What you're seeing on this particular column, which is right here, are all the other non-Measure CC funding that's going to attribute to these projects that we have here. And most of this is the state funding that we've been allocated for the projects plus other funding sources such as general fund or our redevelopment funding for the projects we have at hand. And that's why you see about $253 million here when you scroll to the very bottom. And that pretty much concludes this report. Are there any questions?
I have a question. Going back to the, back to where we were, we had the negative $754,000. Is that the way they usually show and budget these types of projects so that it's committed, but it's not showing as part of the budget?
Yes, and the reason why is because we want to show what the commitments are. This the title of this project commitment summary report, because we want the oversight committee to know not only what the authorization is and what has been issued today, but to see the full complement of what is going to be obligated under the bond tool. So the way we handled Measure C was quite a bit different. We didn't have projects assigned or committed until much later and throughout the entire 20 years that we had Measure C in place. This is different because right out of the gate, we had five projects approved by the state. We have two new centers that we're putting in place that we're doing all on our own dime with no state commitment. Plus another project at Moreno Valley that we'll likely do on our own dime as well. Mm-hmm. And then we also have the Applied Tech project at RCC, which is probably going to be funded through the state. So with all of those in play, with also the management of the bond itself, and a small contingency, all of Measure CC is fully committed. And so you'll see that balance decline.
That's what I was going to ask. That'll change.
Probably the next 6 or 7 years as we do additional issuances and as the, primarily that, as we do additional issuances, that'll sweep that negative down to zero.
Thank you.
Any more questions? Okay, so we'll go to number 7 now. No. Yeah, projects update.
All right. Good afternoon, everyone. For this update, we have 6-4 report. I will start off with the first one. On August 19, the board approved the top on project budget. A total project budget of $56 million for Penny Clark Training Center Education Building Phase 2A. This will be at the Penny Clark Training Center. This project is partially funded by Measure CC plus state funded project. Go to page 19. This board approved the allocation for Moreno Valley College Library Learning Resource Center. And that project is partially funded by the state and also funded by Measure CC in the total amount of 118, of which 43 from state allocation, 74.5 from CC. The third project is the Norco College Library Learning Resource Center. The total amount of 106.5, of which 33.8 from the state and 72.7 from the GCC. As you all know, we reported on the NORCO Center for Human Performance. The design was completed years ago and received permit, but we were on hold waiting for the UC approval. So this board report fully advanced the project from design and permit to construction. So the board approved the budget of the Center for Human Performance and Kinesiology at NORCO in the total amount of 54, of which 31 from the state, 22.7. Including also a secondary effect, which is the upgrade to the chiller in the total amount of 4.5. The last project, which is really the state funded project at Riverside City College, the new cosmetology. The project approved the total budget of small town place. 57.2 million, of which 19.8 from the state and 37.3 from the agencies. So as I mentioned, pretty much all the money being allocated to this large project. This is approval of change order number one for the demo contractors.
Demo, yes.
And my demo abatement for the buildings and the site of the Corona Education Center. And that's the approval of 94 million, sorry, 94,000 for the change of order. That concludes all the board reports.
Mm-hmm.
Any question?
Is there still opposition from the community about the demolition of the cosmetology building, the current cosmetology building?
If we were standing outside of your house, I would say from one council member, yes.
Okay.
I don't know if there's community.
Hmm.
Have you heard community? Okay. I don't think that there's
a little bit, you know, kind of aligned with it.
Yeah.
Okay.
So we had a historical survey done, and we just received the results that we haven't read them all yet. There are some issues that we're probably once we have a chance to pull it out of the report, you decide to put it.
I haven't kept up on city planning stuff, but it used to be if you were over 50 years old, the building was historic. So,
the statue said,
say that out loud.
The statue said,
45. Sorry.
45.
That's the new
assessment.
That's the new 50.
No, it's eligible for historical assessment. Doesn't mean the building is historic.
Right. It's, that's why a bunch of stuff downtown. So,
it's not even these delays or discussions aren't going to impact building the new one because it's not on.
No,
right.
No, we're charging ahead with that.
So,
yeah, you don't need to have the decision made yet. One of the issues with that building, the demolition was going to occur is to replace the parking that the new building is going to take up.
Mm.
So we'll have to have a decision within the next couple of years. So I think we're planning more for replacing the parking one way or another.
Yeah. That was, having been in that building quite a few times with students, it was like, it was time that really needed a new building.
Yeah,
faculty needed a new building.
One of the quandaries is going to be, if it's going to be saved, it's going to take multiple millions of dollars to have this remediation, HVAC improvements, and all kinds of stuff. So that's why it's going to be interesting, you know, where it goes on discussions on what occurs with it.
Wow.
I hope he's able to help with other resources.
Yeah.
Yesterday, I told you we presented the Metro C closeout report. As I stated, we expanded our money from Metro C. Do you want to give any background? Or
no, go ahead.
Next slide, please. There is a 50-page report that really provides the full details of every single project being done at all of the district sites, including Van Clark, Marina Valley, and North Carolina Riverside, and the district office. Right. I'm going to go over this one really quickly, especially the first few slides. Measure C was passed in 2004 and authorized the district to spend $350 million to modernize and construct the new facilities, including all the infrastructure upgrade. Construction started in 2006 and then actually completed in 2025 with the Marina Valley organic chemical lab, which was the last project that's funded by the MHC. Next slide. MHC, by the numbers, I'm just going to highlight a few of them. Deliver 15 new academic and student support facilities, renovated 6 facilities, modernized 11. Deliver 7 buildings that received LEED certification, which is high efficient buildings, like leaderships. LEED stands for Leadership in Energy and Environmental Design. Measure C added about 270,000 assignable square footage in lab, classrooms, office space, and library. Measure C actually, invested in hiring hundreds of local vendors and local hires. Here's the growth of the district. Measure C added about 1 million gross square footage or 270,000 assignable square footage. The efficiency of the building is 65%. Good rate of efficiency for buildings that like institutions like us. Next slide, please. Here's some details on the project. What you see in the picture here is Marina Valley Welcome Center. That project was opened in 2022. And at the bottom is Van Clark Public School of Public Safety at Van Clark Training Center. And it's all here. Here's a snapshot. Yes.
Just a quick question. What might the distinction be between modernized and improved and upgraded?
Modernized is, it's complete. We got the whole building, the whole structure. We just keep the stud.
Okay.
And then we modernize the whole system. And upgrade also all the structural component and all the other system. Mechanical, electrical, and plumbing.
Without tearing down walls? Or?
Without tearing walls. I mean, there are this partition that can be teared out, but like the wall-bearing walls, now they structurally, these are structural walls, they won't be removed, but if they are partitioned, they will be removed. Mm-hmm.
And that's the improved and upgraded versus?
These are the modernized.
That's the modernized. Yes. So then what makes something, I guess I don't understand the difference between the two categories. Is there something easy to?
If we were upgrading the wire in this building because IT needed an infrastructure upgrade, that would be an improvement, an improved upgrade. Whereas if we gutted the entire interior and did MEP and everything, new walls, everything, outside of the perimeter and stabilizing walls, that would be a modernization.
Okay, thank you.
Did I Sesame Street that long?
Yeah.
Do you speak Cheryl?
No, I speak faculty.
At Marco College, we have.
You putting me in the same category of faculty.
Two photos of the top is the operations center, and the bottom is the student success building. Both open, I believe the top one was open 2013, and the bottom one was open 2015. Next slide. This is the University of City College. You see the top photo is the clean building, the administration building, opened in 2016. And the lower one is this building with the Paul Centennial Plaza. This was opened in 2016. All right. Measure C was $350 million. However, the district leveraged 182 to a million from state capital outlay funding and other resources, bringing the total amount to 568 million.
So, just a little comment on this page. So, you know, obviously, focus of this group is financial stewardship and also compliance with Prop 39 regulations. From our standpoint, this is, you know, philosophically and procedurally, this is what we do. Under my leadership in the business operation, you know, take this, you know, responsibility very seriously. As it relates to Measure C, from a credit rating standpoint, they evaluate credit rating each time you do an authorization or refunding. Through the two that we do, that we utilize, Moody's and Standard and Poor's, and they grade you on your financial capability and stewardship, property taxes within your district that are going to change the obligation. And the third category is usually management, how well your district is managed, and what kind of longevity do you have people that are in place that are financial decisions. And we score very high on that. This is probably the highest that we can score, both Moody's and Standard and Poor's. The only way that we would probably realize any kind of upgrade to the next highest level would be if we were in a different area that had higher property taxes. But that's something that's out of our control. The control of the variable, we score very high, and that's why we have essentially the highest rating that we could possibly get. From a tax rate standpoint, we promised the voters that we'd limit our tax rate per 100,000 of assessed valuation to $18. We say below, added below that the entire 20 plus years that we've had that outstanding bonds. Currently, it's at $14 per 100,000. When we go to issue bonds or refund them, we want to keep our debt ratio below 2%. Done that on every single issuance. We've had a rate ranging from 1.6 to 0.6%. And over the four refundings that we've had, we've saved the taxpayers $40 million over the life of the bonds. So I think, and then also from an audit standpoint, I was trying to recall whether or not we've had any recommendations or findings over the 20 years. And I think we may have had one related to a cutoff issue. But other than that, we've had clean opinions, mm-hmm. both from a compliance standpoint and a financial standpoint, for every audit that we have. I think we can demonstrate to the public that we've had good financial stewardship over the Measure C money.
That's a high bar. We're expecting now for CC as well.
We do too. Yeah, seriously. We expect nothing less, I guess. I know there's, I don't know how many more pages, probably 30 plus pages of all the different projects that come after this. Mm-hmm. We weren't planning to go over every single project, but if you guys have questions on, you know, any of the projects that we've done, feel free to ask us. Not just now, but anytime in the future as well. And we'd be happy to answer those questions.
I just think it's important if there's any way you can get this on your splashy something on your website, just to kind of remind people what bond measures can do.
Yeah.
Because it's very impressive. I mean, all of the buildings and the technology and the upgrading that you've done, all people see is, oh, I rose my taxes again. But that's very impressive.
Plus it's.
And it's done.
Education is adding to the tax base eventually.
Yeah.
You know, it's just such a plus.
Yeah. The chancellor's had us put together a slide presentation that the trustees can take out, and really more than the trustees, the presidents, et cetera, so that they can do community presentations.
Yes.
To continue the effort that started with a number of people going out in advance of the bond.
Yes.
And so he's hoping that that will continue from that community place, because there was a lot of goodwill built. And he wants to continue and perpetuate that. So one of the places is he's hoping to do that through some community presentations, either with the board members or other senior executive members across the district. So that's one place. But I will talk with Chris about after Measure C
before Measure A, we had a pretty big, you just done a refunding and we did a pretty good story that we put in the press. It's not really the best way to reach people anymore, but we can do it. We can do a 30-second video and we'll get it out there. We're going to have Aaron doing some dancing. It's going to be great.
We want to keep.
Missy. We'll have some just across the office, but we'll see what additional promotion we can do. It's not, but as buildings and things continue to come online, people are becoming more aware, and you will start to see invitations to things as groundbreakings happen and continue.
Rebecca, we did an date for this one last year, and it was fortunately one time. The facility is playing the world line, but this one was presented to the board yesterday, and we will post it also on the website, and it will be accessible by the community.
Yeah, and that's a good point. There is an oversight committee page. It links back to the facilities pages where all of this is posted. Mm-hmm. But you have to be searching for it. Part of it is we have to push it out. So I can talk to Chris and the PAOs.
We've tried to modernize the website so we can showcase.
Thanks, I know we've got better footage of the facilities. We've got some aerial footage and some different things there that are more TikTok worthy to the point. The organic chemistry lab is December 8th, I think. There's an event later in the year. So you'll start to see things. They'll either come through Renee and the CBOC email, or they may come from the colleges directly, but those should start populating because you just heard about a number of projects that are happening. So each one of those you'll see.
Project update. The first one is under Measure C is the organic chemistry lab, and that project actually now open, and the students on the lab and using all the fume hoods and the new lab that's been delivered a few weeks ago. Measure CC and Marina Valley, we have one, which is the state funded project, the Library Learning Resource Center. And we are currently in the design, and our plan is to complete the prelim plans by mid of December and submit to the state for approval. Norfolk College, we have three projects. The first one is the kinesiology that's currently under construction. The second project, the Library Learning Resource Center and the Student Services, and this project also state funded project and currently under design. And the curling plan will be submitted to the state by mid of December. Corona Education Center is the demo and abatement of the site. Actually, I don't know if you drive by the site now, you will see a very clean site. No junk buildings, nothing. You know, there's a nice fence, security cameras, signage in the very new picture. But it's being cleaned up.
I haven't heard of any enforcement action that has taken place.
Good.
Yeah. So.
Sure. Community appreciates.
No, we probably.
Is your claim?
We have the security, blue light security cameras that are on the property as well. So with all those efforts, hopefully we're not going to get too much intrusion in there.
Right.
Where it's located, though, it's the backs up to the flood control, Riverside County flood control on that area, which is pretty rustic. A lot of hiding places, in other words. So. If we're going to get any incursions, probably going to be over that side. Mm-hmm. And they're still in the depression area where the delivery ramp was for the stores. So it's below grade. Mm-hmm. So that's also probably a place where some hideout can occur. Although it is part of our Norfolk College police patrol. Mm-hmm. They swing by that property and actually go inside the property and do a sweep. So. We're trying as much as we can to keep people on the property, but it's much better since the buildings are out.
What about South City College? The cosmetology project that's currently under design, and also we're going to complete the permanent plans and submit to the state by mid of December. IEDC, we presented that the board approved 100 million for the project, so. currently, we finalize actually all the demo of the site, the site security and the fencing, similar to Koran Education Center, and we're currently working with the city of Itaco.
On that property, we also had to eject the mayor of it was a person who kind of ran the whole homeless area. I mean, it was probably, I don't know how many people were on that property, but there was one person that was kind of the lead person, and we finally were able to get her to move on to some other location.
And lastly, for the Penn Center, also we are working on the design of the education building 2A and the building plan will be submitted by December for approval. I believe with that concludes my presentation. I hope you have any questions.
Any questions? Thank you.
And Jordan, part two, walking over. So,
so we'll do the audit or the report.
Annual report, last information only item.
Yeah. Every year, as required, there is a compilation basically of the meeting minutes that you all go through. Hey, Jordan. And we put it into an annual report. It goes before the board. The board accepts it, which is really. The actions that you all have taken in the past year and a summary of what's happened. This went to the board this last meeting. Mike presented it. We're sharing it with you here just as an FYI piece so that you know that it's there. It'll be posted with the on the CBOC website as well. But as you take action on minutes, those become and turn into this update. So if there's any questions, I'm happy to answer those. But Mike was present at the board meeting on Tuesday and was able to do that.
Great.
So thank you.
Welcome, Jordan, just in time. We've gone through our information items and we are going to now move on to item 3A, approval of the minutes from July. Does anybody have the opportunity to read those that were in the packet that we received? Do I have a motion to approve the minutes?
I move that we approve the minutes from the July something or other meeting, 10th.
Yeah. Great. Thank you. Yeah.
Second.
Okay. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Abstain?
Abstain.
Abstain? All right. So we're going to talk about the audit now. Mm-hmm.
Great.
So we're going to present. So number four is Proposition 39 audit report for Measure C, which will be the final closeout of Measure C, as you heard. And so we have our external auditor who here will present that, and then we'll move on to item five, which is Measure CC. And so we split them into two separate audit reports. With that, I'll hand it over to Anna.
Perfect. Thank you, John. Hi, guys. Thanks for having me here. So my name is Anna Kudillion. I'm an audit manager with Eide Bailey. I've been working on the audit for several years now, so I'm happy to be here today to present the two audit reports. So if we can get started, if you can scroll down just a little bit. So the first thing I'd like to present is the opinion. So the report itself is about 15-ish pages. Really what belongs to us as the auditors is the first 2 to 3 pages. So this outlines what our responsibility as auditors is. So as external auditors, we just express an opinion on the financial statements. The financial statements that are presented were prepared, reviewed, approved by management. We come in, we perform our audit procedures, and we issue an opinion. And so if we just scroll down. So then you can go down to the next page. So I'm happy to present that we were able to issue an unmodified opinion on Measure C. An unmodified opinion is the highest level of opinion we can present, which basically means we didn't have any audit adjustments. We didn't have any findings. And so I'll kind of go over some of the highlights. If you guys kind of heard earlier, Measure C is all wrapped up. So you'll see on this page, there is zero fund balance, which means there is no other funds to expend. And if you scroll down to the next page, this is really what the highlight is. This will show you any revenues for the year, which is just going to be interest and the change in the fair market value with the cash held with the county. And then it's also going to show the expenditures. One of the things that management had highlighted earlier is that you guys were able to kind of shift some expenses around to make sure that you guys expended those since there was some unrestricted funds that were spent. We included those in the scope of our audit to make sure that those are also allowable. So that's going to be the financial statement. If you're really curious about any of the balances presented, we have some lengthy notes in here that you can always refer to, but we're just going to skip right over them. So as part of the bond audit, in addition to the financial statement audit, we also perform a compliance audit. So what that means is we come in and we're not just looking at, you know, how much cash do you guys have, what are the payable balances, but we're actually testing expenditures. So we look at invoices, purchase orders, change orders when applicable, to make sure that the expenditures that the district has made are in line with voter approved measures. And so that's what these pages are going to be. And if you keep going, let's see that well. Somewhere in context, but down on page, I think the funnest part of the audit is going to be these teams. So we take performance audit pages. Oh, this one up. Perfect. So down in here, it's going to kind of give you a breakdown of everything we do in for the performance audit. But something that's really fun to the members is always how much of the expenditures we get. Let me pull down just a little bit. There we go. So we were actually able to test $5.9 million of the total 6.6. So that's 90% of the expenditures that were spent out of Measure C. So thank you to management and their staff for providing all of the stuff. It's a pretty lengthy process. But we were able to review that, and like I said, we didn't have any compliance issues or findings. Any questions we had were answered by management, and we felt comfortable with our opinion. And so you'll see a bunch of blank pages in the report too. Blank pages and audit reports are always great. That means that there's no findings or nothing to disclose. Mm-hmm. That one's going to be Measure C. Question?
And that 6 months, this is just a 1 year, one fiscal year?
Yes.
Okay.
This is just the fiscal year. These were the last expenditures that Measure C had.
Great, thanks.
And then this was, management usually prepares a bond project summary that kind of goes over any projects, and it'll show you where that $6 million, what projects those expenses are correlated with. So, any other questions for Measure C before we go on to Measure C? Great, we'll keep on going. So same spiel, we have their opinion. Again, we're able to issue an unmodified opinion here as well. And so that means no, we also didn't have any adjustments. Sometimes we do issue an unmodified opinion, but we might still have adjustments that were needed. We didn't have any of those in the situation. So here we're gonna show all of the assets, liabilities, and you'll see the fund balance. So there's $185 million in restricted funds that are gonna be spent on future projects. Kind of like Misty went over, those projects have already been allocated. Scroll down, here's gonna be, here you'll see the proceeds from the issuance. So like I mentioned, $205 million was issued. So that comes in as another financing source on the financial statements. Again, we have some fun notes in here. If you're really curious about all the details. And then we go straight into, these are the blank pages of Stratum Mass financial statement findings. You'll see there it's all blank. It's what you always want to see in an audit report. Next, we have the performance audit. And again, we didn't have any issues with compliance. All of the expenditures we tested, we felt were in line with the voter approved ballot measure. And I want to say we tested 96% of Measure C. One more. Right down here. So 21.8 million is what we looked at here. So it was 96%. There was some big land purchases this year, so that took up a lot of those expenditures. But we were able to look at that. We felt comfortable with everything we were able to see. And then of course, the back, there's going to be the new project summary. So you'll see all of the different projects that management has already allocated and any of the expenditures for the projects they were in line with. Any questions?
That's a lot of work.
So that's usually the whole $954 million that will sit out by the individual projects.
It is kind of neat. Not every bond report does have those, but I think it's really helpful for financial statement users to kind of see what projects those are going towards. Yeah. So.
Good job, guys.
I was going to say, congratulations to the staff, too.
They can be a lot of work.
Not just
like
this, then they got to do the district
paperwork. So.
That's just the CBOC audit. Right. That's not including the whole district audit. So.
This is our
or the foundation.
We're caring about right now.
So along with the bond reports, we do issue letters to the board as well that would outline if there was any difficulties we encountered, any significant estimates, anything of the sort. I'm happy to say that it was a very pleasant audit. Everything, it's very quick. You guys have a really early meeting, and management and we work really well together to make sure that we meet any deadlines you guys have. So we had no difficulties or anything of the sort. So.
Mm-hmm. Excellent. Good.
Timing wise, you're looking to take this to board in December.
Yeah.
Just so you all know where it's going. Yeah.
We're having a little problem with the OMB issue and the compliance supplement, our auditors aren't going to be able to
access
on the district audit. Yes, that's the, I don't think that impacts the foundation.
Doesn't impact state, doesn't impact the foundation, it only impacts the federal compliance.
It doesn't impact this.
Thank you so much.
Thank you, guys.
Thank you. So there's no action to take on this? Okay.
Not
information only. Okay. That are all of the items except for any business from committee members. Is there any business from committee members that we need to discuss now or next meeting?
No, but I'm going to jump in. I'm not a committee member. One of the things with Measure C closing, that I will be looking into administratively, and I'll work with Aaron's team, is changing the name of CBOC to Measure CC, because we don't have C anymore. Mm-hmm. Basically, I think we would need restated bylaws. So I'll work with Straddling Yoga, who is our bond counsel, to potentially have those updated. They may say it's easy, it's an administrative change, but that would have to go through the board, and then we do all the back end. Website changes, but that is something that potentially I will either have for your approval before the next meeting. I'll take the direction from council on whether or not it comes here just as an FYI information piece, or if it requires your action.
Okay.
It may require your action, but it may just require the board's action and an information update here. So we'll find that out on agendas accordingly.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Thank you. Anything else from any of your staff? From your committee members?
Mm-hmm.
Thank you, auditors. All right, then if that being there's no other business, then I'll adjourn the meeting.
Awesome.
Thank you all.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you for making quorum.
Well, I'm glad I was in. I wasn't sure I was going through.
We were going to just wait for you.
Well, I'm glad you did. I have a meeting in about half an hour over.
I know how that's going.